Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th and final chapter of Hilchas Malachim, of the laws of the kings and their wars, and of Sefer Shoftim, Book of Judges, and of the entire Yad HaChazaka from the 14 books of the Mishnah Torah, which discusses that, which we spoke about in the previous Perek, that of Mashiach, and specifically what's called Yemos HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah. As Rambam gives halacha regarding to say that the world's going to continue as it normally is, there's only going to be one difference of not having being emancipated from the kingdoms of the world. Says the Rambam, Al Yala Alev, a person should not entertain to think, should be Moshe Mashiach, then in the days of the Messiah, Yiftal Davim and Hagish Alayim, that anything from the normal way of the world will stop. Or Yisham Chiddush, but Moshe Mashiach will be on some type of a novelty that's different than the acts of creation that it's been as the world has always been. No, Ela Olam Kimen Hagay Noig, the world will continue going as it normally does. Possession and Bishaya. So the Ram clarifies, what does it mean in the Sefer Yeshaya by the prophet that he says that when the Mashiach is going to come, is Gar Zevim Keves, that the wolf is going to live with the lamb, the Namar Im Gedi Yerbutz, and the leopard will be laying together with the goat, which sounds like messianic because they usually consume them and eat them up. Says Ram, Mashal Achid, it's an allegory, it's a metaphor, it's a parable. In Hadabah, what the idea that it really represents is Sheyu Yisrael, that the Jewish people will be Yeshiv and Levetach, will dwell confidently in Mirush Shegoyim, with the wicked nations, Hamashulim Kezeev Venomer, that are compared to the wolf and to the leopard. Shemak says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Zeev Arovis Yishadadim, that the wolves of the wilderness will plunder them, and the Venomer Sheker Alreim, and the leopard will stalk their cities. That's what we're saying, V'yachzu Kul Medasa Emes, that all of them will come back to the true faith. They're not going to rob. They're not going to destroy. They're going to eat what's permitted. Benachas, calmly, Im Yisrael, with the Jewish people. Shemak says in the Pasuk Yeshaya, the Aryeh and the lion, Kabokr, like the cattle, Yechol Tevin will eat straw. They're not going to be like these wild lions anymore. And also all these ideas that I mentioned regarding the Messiah, hey, Mashal, they're all parables. And in the days of the kingdom of Messiah, then everything will be known for what it was a parable, and what idea was being alluded to them, but now we don't know that, we just know the parable. The sages said, there's no difference between the world as it is right now and the days of the Messiah, only regarding the subjugation of the kingdoms, only that, for that will be emancipated. Now the Rambam discusses the order of things as it's going to be in Yemos HaMashiach. It seems from the simple understanding of the words of the prophets, in the beginning of the days of the Messiah, will be the war of Gog, who is the name of the king, and Magog, which is the name of the people, which is this apocalyptic war that they're going to have with the Jewish people. And that before the war of Gog and Magog, Yamad Novi, there will come up a prophet, Liyasha Yisrael, to straighten out the Jewish people, to prepare their heart. Shlomek says in the Pasuk of Malachi, behold, I'm going to send to you Eliyahu HaNavi, Lifnei Bo Yom HaGol V'Anorad, which is preparing for the apocalyptic day of Melchemes Gog and Magog. Now, in the Bo, he's not coming, he's not going to to defile what's pure, not to purify what's impure. He's not coming to invalidate people that always had the presumption of being suitable as a Jew. He's not coming to validate those which were presumed to be unstable as a Jew, as impure with their lineage. Rather, his purpose would be to make peace in the world. Shemlik says in the pasuk over there, says Veheshav Lev Abbas Albanim, he will turn the hearts of the fathers on their sons, and the sons on the fathers, where they're all afraid of what's happening. Everyone's running away, father, son, in different places because the tzaras. He's going to return them, and he's going to console them, and he's going to bring peace to the world. Now, there are those of the sages that they say Shekoyden Bisa Mashiach, that before the Messiah comes, Yavi Eliyahu, Eliyahu will come to let us know the tidings that he's coming. Now, all these things and similar things, no one knows how it's going to be until it's going to be. Because these are ambiguous and unclear in the words of the prophets. And even the sages didn't have a direct tradition in these things. Only according to how they were able to translate and decide from the verses. Therefore, they have disagreements and different opinions regarding these things. But says the Rambam Balka Panim, either way, in Sidur Havayis Devarim Elu, we don't have regarding the order of how these things are going to be. Velo Dikdukayim, and not regarding their precise elements, they're not Ikar Badas. They're not primary principles of our faith. And actually, ulayim leis asik adam dirak godes. Person should not be engaged in agadic teachings. And neither should it be lengthy regarding the midrashim hamur binyan elu that talk about these ideas or kiyotim or similar types of things. But leisim mikra shouldn't make it the primary. Kushayimavim, they don't bring leil the year not to fear God, but they have not to love God. They shouldn't calculate when the end is going to come of this world. Because Amar Chacham, the sages said, Tipach Rucham, the soul should leave Shalmachash Vakitim from those who try to calculate the end. Elichaka, rather, you should anticipate, you should wait. The Yamni should believe, Bachal Haldov, and the general idea of these things, Kamesh Ma'an, like we explained in the previous parak, Halacha Dal. Halacha Gimel, regarding the clarification, the verification of people's lineage. So, B'meha Melech HaMashiach, in the days of the Melech HaMashiach, Keshet Tisyash Mamlachter, when his kingdom will be settled, V'skabtzer Lo Kol Yisrael, and all the Jews will gather to him, Yisyach Esu Kulam. So they'll all be verified regarding the lineage of their families. Al Piv, based on his word, Beruach HaKodesh HaTenuach Lov, with the Holy Spirit that's going to rest in him. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, V'yashav, he's going to sit, Mitzarev, he's going to purify, Mitarin, he's going to purify, Begoyim, etc. Now, V'nei Levi Mitar Tchila. First he purifies the tribe of Levi. Vayim is going to say, Zem Yuchas Kain, this is a Kain with distinct lineage, but Zem Yuchas Levi, this is also a pure Levi that has lineage. But V'doicheh, Sheinu Miyuchasim Leisol, he's going to reject those that are not Miyuchas, that actually are not true Kain Levim, to be as a regular Yisrael. Reoima, like the Pasuk says in Ezra, V'yema HaTershasa Lehem V'goyim HaTershasa, said to them, Ad Amoid Kain L'Ur Metumim, until there's going to be a Kain that, I mean the Kain God that has the Ur Metumim, that has the Ruach HaKadosh, meaning like someone that tells his friend, until there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim and Mashiach, but then it's going to come. Because Ur Metumim wasn't anymore in the second Beis HaMikdash. So this was a pasuk that was told about the Kahanim that wanted to get their letter of writing that they have Yichas and they couldn't find it. So Nechemyahu, who he's HaTershas, and the pasuk says, you know, you're very far away from Kuna until Mashiach comes, because then when Mashiach is going to come, Hinei Lamadta, so you learn, Shabaruch HaKodesh, that with the Holy Spirit, Miyachas and HaMechusakim, Numedin HaMayuchas, that he's going to create the Yichas for those that are established like that, and he's going to notify who is really, truly Miyuchas. But when he's going to do the yichas of the regular Jewish people, he's only going to do it based on their tribes. Meaning, he's just going to say, you're from this tribe, you're from this tribe. He's not going to say who's truly in the presumed state of validity to say, no, he's actually illegitimate and he's a slave. It's not true. Because the law is, if there was a family that got intermingled into the Jewish people, Nitmo got intermingled, and he's not going to suddenly say when Mashiach comes that they're not really Jewish. Halacha Dalad, the purposes of Yemei Mashiach. The prophets and the sages did not desire and long for the days of the Messiah. Not that they should have dominion over the whole world, but not that they should subjugate the Gentiles. But look at the Shinaso Islam, not that the people should of the world should elevate them. But look at the Elecha Balishas Walismayach, not to eat and drink and to rejoice. Rather that they should be free and available to learn Torah and its wisdom. That they shouldn't have any oppressor and those who are stopping them from learning Torah. That they should merit to the life of the world to come. Like we explained the laws of repentance in the 9th parak halacha base. Halacha hey. Now in that time, Yemeis Mashiach, Le'yisham, there's not going to be over there Le'yirav, not famine, V'le'mechama, not war, V'le'kin, not jealousy, V'tachas, and not competition. Sha'tei v'tim mishpas ha, because the good is going to be such a large flourish. V'chalam adanim mitzuyim ka'afer, and all delicacies will be found like dust of the ground. V'lo'yi'esek ha'la'olim, and therefore the toil of all the world will not be el das Hashem levad, only to know God. V'fikach, and therefore Yisrael chacham gedolim, therefore the Jews are going to be great sages. They're going to know the hidden words. And they will attain the intelligence of their creator according to the ability of man. Shemek says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki mala ha'aretz deyas Hashem, because the land will fill up with knowledge of God. Kamayim, like the water, layam machasim, that covers the sea. Baruch Rahman, the sign, blessed is Hashem that has assisted us. Nishmalu hilchas malachim, we have completed the laws of the kings. V'achibu kula, and the entire compilation of the Yad HaChazaka. Baruch Shem Avai Olam, blessed is the one who says, and the world came into being, Befrata B'chlolei, with its specifics and its generals, Tam Menishlam, we have finished and completed, Shevach L'Kehel, praise to God, Bayir Olam, the creator of the world.